This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Anything. Praise God. And you will be hearing the voice of Pastor George Izunwa after this intro.
Pastor George Izunwa is the lead pastor of Gateway International Church. Gateway International has 20 other expressions around the world, apart from his headquarters in Port Hackett, River State, Nigeria. Having impacted and empowered thousands of lives through his life-transforming pulpit messages, seminars, numerous books, and materials, Pastor George Izunwa is called, anointed, and commissioned by God to strengthen the soldiers of Christ. He pioneered the highly impressionable Impact Ministers Mentoring Program, which is an outreach ministry for pastors from various denominations. Every year, the Impact Ministers Program holds in Nigeria, South Africa, Dubai, the UK, and the US. Thousands of pastors have testified about how their churches and ministries got revived from the power-packed Holy Ghost mentoring and teaching sessions. He is the host of The Gateway, a live broadcast in Silverbed Television, and The Gateway Half Hour, a radio program broadcasted across several stations in Nigeria. He is married to the beautiful barrister Mrs. Manuela George Izunwa, and they are blessed with three children. Pastor George Izunwa is no stranger to us, as he is a part and parcel of this family here in Streams of Joy. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise as we make welcome Pastor George Izunwa.
Hallelujah. Somebody wave your hand and shout hallelujah. Let me see you jump on your feet and scream. No, you're not getting it right. Can I see you wave your hand until your hand pains you? Come on. Wave your hand and let me see you scream. Scream. Glory to God. I want to believe, God, that you are already blessed. And I'm sure that something supernatural is dropping on you. Well, help me celebrate, God's servant. It's a fire emotion. And glory is upon him for the nations. Help me celebrate Pastor Jerry Eze and Pastor Eno. Jerry Eze, for the awesome work God is doing in your life. We believe, God, that is just the beginning. And what God has spoken concerning you through many voices around the world will come to be. In the name of Jesus. In every nation, in every generation, God picks men. And he picked you. Can you help me celebrate? Hallelujah. My brother and friend, Pastor Godman and King Labi. His wisdom personified. He carries the voice of counsel. There are many times I just call him and say, okay, what are we doing next? And he always has something to say. Please help me celebrate him. Thank you so much for being a friend and a brother always. Everywhere you are, just lift up your two hands. Open your mouth and just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Honor the Lord. Adore him. Bless his name. Leto Rabba Shahataha. Impro Zahia Taligre Hito Rabba Shaha. Ipo Talaga Diabre Intro Muzente Yakaba Shaha. Imbro Godaya Teke Telekapaha. Everywhere you're watching, come on, throw your hands up and pray in the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and just begin to speak out. Jatala daya kede 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 Do you have to borrow amen? Can I hear amen like thunder? Just lift up that. You know, there's somebody here. You are so sure God is about to do a new thing. You are so confident a new season has opened to you. You are so set and so ready, but lacking in direction. I stretch my hand toward you. As you are hearing my voice now, let clarity come to you. Let direction be given to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. You know, there's a lady that is connected now. I think you're outside. And then you had a separation from your husband for about 3 years. You were apart for almost 3 years, about 2 years and 7 months. And then you got back to your husband's house. But then the same dream you used to have before the crisis that took you off have started again. You see yourself as if you're wearing a head tie, and then something comes and blows it off, or comes and snatches it. And it keeps happening and happening and happening. And you remember, that's the same dream repeating again. I stretch my hand toward you, and I command whatever power wants to wreck your home. The lady I'm talking about, if you are able to run in, run in. About 2 years and 7 months, you are out of your husband's house. But if you are too far away in any of the overflows, you can just lay your hand on your head. Whatever mystery wants to keep you separated or to destroy your home, as you are hearing my voice, let that mystery be cut up. I command that power break in the name of Jesus. I'm hearing the name Alan. A-L-A-N kind of Alan. Now, you've been asking God to give you a sign that you will leave. I don't know what you are going through, but you've been asking God to give you a sign that you will leave. And God said to tell you, you will leave. Whatever the health condition you are going through, or the situation facing you right now, I speak on the authority of Jesus that life be given to you. The power saying no to you, I rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ. Everywhere, I just lift your hand and say, Father. If you guys are not ready, can I go home and sit down? I'm not. Can you lift your hand and shout, Father? Let there be an answer to my question tonight. Before the meeting is over, answer me. Open your mouth and receive an answer for your question. I come before my Lord and King. The one who gave his life for me, I'll raise the banner of his name until the nations call on him. The champion. The champion of the most loved and counting out my destiny. You alone, I make my bones to reign alone. You can. Come on, open your mouth just one time. The champion. Everywhere you are, come on. Father, thank you for your word tonight. And thank you for lives that will be impacted. In Jesus' name. Shout amen like thunder. Amen. You may be seated. I'll be talking to you very briefly tonight on how to end an argument. You're not hearing me. Psalm 110 from verse 1 to 3. Psalm 110 from verse 1 to 3. It said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
You see, sociology tells us there are different types of arguments. They talk about deductive, inductive, and then which one again? Tolmin. Pastor God, and help me. Rogerian. All kinds of arguments they tell us. Well, whichever the argument type, arguments are in different levels. You're not hearing me. You know, there are the inconsequential arguments. Those are what we call the simple life arguments. The Ronaldo and Messi, who is the goat? You're not hearing me. Those are the inconsequential arguments. Yes. I mean, you can argue it and tear your shirt, but it doesn't matter. It's just inconsequential. Are you with me? And then there are the spectacular arguments. The chop-bellyful arguments. You have eaten well. And then you have an argument, you know, between this Louis Vuitton bag and the Gucci, which one will speak well when we go out? You're chop-bellyful. Anybody stay here today? That's just. But then, there is what you call the existential arguments. These are the do or die arguments. If I don't get this done, I'm done. If this issue is not sorted out, it's over. And there are some people hearing me today that are in an existential argument. You know you are in an existential argument. Number one, when the best of experts are looking at you and shaking their heads. You know you are an existential argument when you put in all you know and they're still demanding for more. You know you are an existential argument when the friends who say they will stand by you are not standing from afar. You know you are in an existential argument when the only option is unacceptable option. The enemy is not making concessions. You either deliver or you go. That's an existential argument. Your life depends on winning this argument. When you are in such an argument, the question is this: how do I end this argument? How do I walk away from this and not die in shame? Are you still hearing me? So we get back to the rod of strength issue we just read about. You see, I've tried to create a scenario for you to see that picture This is Jesus in his post-resurrection glory. And he arrives heaven. And the Father says, sit down. He sits down. And he said, don't just mind, just rest. Over there, your guys are going to take over the earth. And Jesus looks at Peter that just denied him. And looks at Thomas that said, put hand here. You're not hearing me. And he looks at James and John that were contesting for positions. And he's thinking, who is the Father talking about? Sit down! No, I'm sure you just read that passage and you thought it was just a writing. No, it was a vision. David saw something happening post-resurrection. And he's talking about a discussion happening in eternity. And the Father said to the Son, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Now, you didn't hear the reply of the Son. But the Son is asking, if I sit down here quiet, how does my enemies become my footstool? And the Father says, I'm going to do something. I'm going to release the rod of your strength out of Zion. And I'm going to command them to rule in the midst of enemies. Come on, are you hearing me here today? And Jesus is saying, how are you going to do that? Because Jesus understands what the rod of strength is. The rod of strength talks about the priesthood of the church. I'm coming to that. Are you still hearing me? It's, I'm going to release a priesthood out of the church into the nations. And I'm going to command them to rule in the midst of their enemies. And Jesus is saying, no, Peter, no, James. And he said, how, Father, how? I need to get active. I need to step in. I can't sit down here. And the Father said, no, your people will be willing in the day of thy power. Anybody hearing me here today? Can you lift up your hand? The power that will make you willing come upon you. No, come on. Why did God use the name? Why did God use the term, the rod of strength? Can you sit down? Why did he use the term, the rod of strength? If you go back to the Old Testament, you see number 17, where there was an argument. It was an argument about Aaron and his priesthood. Are you still here? It started in chapter 16, where a few guys came up and they looked at Moses and said, Moses, you are taking too much on yourself. You are the king in Israel. Aaron, your brother, is a tithe collecting high priest. Are you hearing me? And your sister, Miriam, is a worship leader in the church. Where is our position? We need to form a committee and review this government. Come on, are you hearing me? So Moses tried to gather them together and talk to them and get things sorted that nobody would agree. The argument persisted. And Korah, Dathan, and Barak gathered the nations against Moses. The people were ready to mutiny. And then Moses thought of how to end that argument. He couldn't find a way to end the argument. So Moses stood. And he looked at Israel. As all of you walk away from these guys. And some walked away, some didn't walk away. And Moses stood there. I say, if this man died the death of ordinary men, then God has not called me. But if the Lord do a new thing, and the earth opens, and they go alive into hell, then let the argument end. And while Moses was still speaking, the earth began to open. And the men that were arguing were going alive into hell, with their physical body not having any transition. And the man began to run. Are they still hearing my voice? The man began to run. Israel scattered. And Moses said, come back. They said, no. We don't want to die. They stepped away. So the argument for that day is won. Come, are you hearing me? But a man convinced against his old opinion instead of the same old opinion. They're still arguing whether the family of Moses should have the priesthood and have the kingship. You're not hearing me. It's still in their brain. So, yes, we have forcefully won this first argument. But now we need to find out in this issue of the priesthood, who has the voice of God? Who has the seal of God? Who has the ordination of God? So, number 17, Moses said, okay. Number 16, these guys have died. God said, okay, Moses, Tell all the guys who think they should be priests. Everybody send their rod. No, you're not hearing me. He said, send your rod. And then from each family, let's have one rod. And label them very well. And then bring them in. Are you still hearing me? And then bring them in. And when the rod comes in, okay, we're going to place it before the altar of God. And then, all of these rods are equal. All of them are dry wood. All of them represent a family. But let's see which one we have enough strength to blossom and bud and bring forth almonds. Let's see which one has the power to create results. Come on, are you hearing me here too? So they pick this rods and they laid it on the altar of God, and they stepped aside for the night. And then by the time they came in the morning, they picked up our rods. And among all of them, there was just one. Aaron's rod has budded, blossomed, brought forth almonds all overnight. It's not connected to any tree. It's still a dry rod, but the dry rod is having fruits on it, supernaturally supplied. And that ended. Come, are you hearing what I'm talking to? So the argument was not ended with a debate. It was ended with results. Come on, are you hearing me here today? And how you will end the argument against your life this year is not by explanation, it's by result. There's a result we produce. And am I talking to somebody here too? I speak over you on the authority of Jesus. Let the result show up in your life. Let it show up in your career. Let it show up in your business. Let it show up in your ministry. I can't hear your amen. The rod of Aaron took the name the rod of strength. Why? Because he got strengthened supernaturally to create results. It became the standard of priesthood. Come on, are you hearing me? Because the only priesthood that's accepted is the priesthood that has results. And so when God was speaking to Jesus about his ascension, I said, sit down. He said, don't worry. I'm going to release a new priesthood out of Zion that will have the same mark as Aaron's rod. And they will rule in the midst of enemies. Oh, come on, God. Are you still hearing my voice yet? Because the proof of the rod is in the products of the rod. If you don't have proofs, there's nothing to say. And I speak over you on the authority of Jesus. As you step out of this place today, the people that mocked you will see your result. It's like, come here, people don't know how to say amen again. As you live here today, supernatural results will follow you. Exceptional testimonies will follow you. Since I didn't hear your amen, your neighbor collect the one coming to you. Please sit down. You see. You know, I'm just say a few things and then we just pray. You know, when Moses first scored Dathan and Abiram, and he acted the way he acted, he wasn't being wicked. He was just being reasonable. You didn't hear me. You don't educate malice, you eradicate it. You don't educate malice, you eradicate it. He was just being reasonable. There's no way to handle this. But to a young man told a story that his grammar was not good, but his evidence was good. You're not hearing me. He was building a house and then they had a problem. He has saved some money. He's not really very rich, but he has saved about 5-7 million or so to use to build a small house in his village. And put up a bungalow and all of that. But the land, his father and another man struggled over the land, an uncle of his. And then he inherited the struggle and was able to get a judgment
to prove that he owns the property. And then the day he laid the foundation of the land, everything turned upside down. Problems, sickness, attacks up and down. And before he knew it, the 7 million has gone to helping himself. And he couldn't build. And he said one day he was listening to me teaching, and it just dawned on him, this thing is not normal. This is the devil. So he said, I went to the village. I picked up a stone in the church. I went to the village. He said, I got to the place where I was building. I sat down there. And I took that stone and I knock it on the ground. You heard my English? That's exactly what he said. He said, I knock it on the ground 7 times. Bram, 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 bram. I keep quiet. As he knocked it on the ground 7 times, suddenly it was in the daytime, not in the night. No rain was falling. All they had was thunder. Rah! He went to the uncle's house. He was inside the house. Carried him inside. Brought him outside. Physically fried. Carried him from his room. Brought him outside. Fried. Suddenly the witchcraft ended. You don't educate malice. You eradicate it. I stretch my hand toward you. Every power holding you down, die as I speak. Are you see? Can we move on? Our time is going to have to rush. Sit down. Praise the Lord. I know you want to fire. We're going to fire in a few. Because something has to happen. I can't hear your amen. You see, there's a way to win an argument. Elijah came to Israel in 1 Kings chapter 18. And they're talking about whether they're serving God or not serving God. And Elijah said to them, he said, why are you halting between two opinions? If Baal be Baal, serve him. If God be God, serve him. And the Bible said they answered him not a word. Because when religion is not relevant, why argue with it? Just ignore it. This religion has not been relevant to us. Why are we bother with argument? If Baal is Baal, as Baal hasn't given us rain, God hasn't given us rain. Both of them are suffering us. No, you are not hearing me. What? If Baal is, I know the sub Baal. I know the sub God too. I'm in the middle. Haven't you met men who sold you that free thinkers? They're neutral. They're neither on the side of God nor on the side of Satan. They're just there. What convinces men like that? It's result. No, you're not hearing me. It is result. It is result. It is the path when the fire falls. Listen. So Elijah just looked at them and said, okay, what do I do? How do I end this argument? About whether Baal is God or God is God? It's okay. Now, get us a cow. Put one here. Put the other one there. Let them kill their cow, but don't put fire. I'll kill mine, I won't put fire. And let the God that answers by fire, let him be God. The people say, it's now you came. Look at it. He said, it is well spoken. It's now you came. All the time you are just making mouth, religious mouth. We don't care about religion. We want results. Do you see why NSPPD is moving around the world? Because people are tired of hearing story. They want to see results. Are you hearing? They want to see result. Even unbelievers are part of NSPPD. They won't go to church, but they're members. No, you're not hearing. Even Muslims will greet you and say, what God cannot do does not exist. Can you lift your hand? I declare over you today, you will be the result producer. Your generation will hear your voice. If I hear your amen, you take another portion. So Elijah just said, okay, you guys, go ahead. So the prophets of Baal started, and from morning till afternoon till evening, they just kept calling on their God, and their God didn't show up. And Israel kept quiet observing. They actually were watching. All the demonstration, all the religious activity that didn't produce result. The people were noticing. No, you didn't hear me. They were watching. The people you thought are uninterested about God are watching the religious activities without result. The reason your family members didn't follow you to church is because church didn't show result in your life. No, you're not here. Is anybody hearing me? If you get into any family and the richest member of that family is an occult man, they will follow him. If the poorest is the most religious, it's in a church, keep them like that. Are you hearing me? But if the richest one is the one going to church, everybody, whether they're born again or not, become children of God. I declare over you today, you will produce the result your generation is looking for. They were watching. Please calm down. 1 minute, we're going to pray. They were watching. See now. I'm talking to you on how to end an argument. That argument in your house will end today. While they were observing, this guy, Elijah, was just looking at them. They finished all their gyration. They spent hours. He said, listen to me. People that pray long prayer in public don't pray long prayer in private. The longer your prayer in public is an evidence. They don't pray. Men that pray long in private don't do anything but command. No, you didn't hear me. You never saw Jesus pray for a sick man. Be healed. Rise up, take up your bed. This, because everything was settled in the mount before he came out. Come on. They were watching. All the gyration finished. And then Elijah got up. It's okay. Are you guys done? They say yes. He said, you're bleeding very bad. He said, yes, sir. And he said, what happened to your God? He was in the toilet when you were praying. The Bible says he was mocking them. Why? He had the confidence. I know a God that answers. Do you know a God that answers? And so he came. And he looked at that thing. He said, no. Let's make it worse than their situation. Their own was just dry. Poor water. What God cannot do does not exist. Anybody catching what I'm talking? Is there poor water? The pot. He said, no, it's not enough poor water. Let it wet everything. He said, that thing under it, is it wood or stone? They say it's stone. It's okay. Remove the wood, put the stone. So that when the thing is burning, we will know it's not wood that burned, it's stone that burned. And others say, okay, and it's okay now. Hear me, oh God, hear me. Not that I may know, but that these people may know. Men who don't know can pray. We don't pray to know, we pray that they may know. We already know. I think I'm in the wrong church. Am I in the right? We don't pray to know. We pray because we know. We pray that they may know. And I declare over you today, they will know that God is with you. They will know that you carry grace. They will know you walk in power. They will see hand of glory upon you. If I hear your amen, take another portion. That they may know. And the Bible said the fire of the Lord came and took the animal, took the stone, took the sand, wiped everything, even licked the water. the argument ended. Somebody lift up your hand. Whatever the argument in your marriage, let it end now. I wish I can hear your amen. Sit down. I told you this story. At least I have up to 7 or so guys from the church that are with me here. A very sad, humorous, evil, anyhow you call it. But it was a story. I'm sitting in office counseling. A lady walks in and she says to me, Pastor, something is wrong. And I just came to see you. What is that? He said, I'm not telling you this because it's just I'm tired. I'm almost giving in. I said, what is the issue? Well, she's been waiting to have a child for 10 years. And then the baby has not come. And then the husband's senior brother, about 2 years earlier, started harassing her. And we tell her, your husband is not a man. He said, if you give me one chance, just once, you go get belly. He said, my brother no be man. I'm not joking. You're not hearing me. So when the man said it the first time, she said, I thought it was a joke. I just ignored it and left. The next time she saw me, he saw me, he said it again. I just waved it aside. And after he began to talk to me. Now, last year was the 10th year, and we have not had a child. It's a pastor. He just came to me and said, you know, if we look alike, nobody will find out. It's the family DNA. Nobody will find out. And all that. Why are you worrying? I said, your husband no be man. Give me one chance. This lady said to me, he said, Pastor, sincerely speaking, I am tired. I am thinking of agreeing. Why are you saying, ah? Is she not a human being? That's why religious people confuse themselves. You're not hearing me here today. She's tempted because she's a human being. She wants to have a baby. Are you here? I said, is that so? She said, yes. That's okay. I said, I don't know your husband. Oh, I'm not a member of the church. I just started coming. I attended one or two services and all of that. That's okay. Can I talk to your husband? Does he respect me? He said, sure. He likes the church. But he's not made up his mind whether he's not coming or not. That's okay. Call him. Where is he? He's at work. So she calls him. And I pick the phone. I say, my name is George Zunga. Pastor. Hey, Pastor. Hey, you are calling. I say, well, it's your wife's number, you can see. So she's in my office. I say, what are you doing now? Is I'm in the office. And I say, can you come to my office now? Try somebody. Okay. It's a bit far, but Pastor, I will get there. I say, okay. Woman, wait outside. I will continue my counseling. Almost an hour later, the man comes in. So she comes in with him. He sees that. I say, now, because I asked her, have you told your husband? She said, no. I said, okay. So I said, now, madam, say to me what you said before. She said, Pastor, I said, don't worry. Just talk again. She started. The man got up. He said, we kill him. I said, sit down. You're not killing nobody. Sit down. Is it my brother? Oh, I will kill. I said, sit down. He sat down. I said, the end of insult is resort. Are you hearing me? Pastor Jemima is here. She was a woman president when this thing happened. Are you with me? Now. As I said, okay. Now, sir, don't talk to him. Promise me you won't act as if you know. If you act as if you know, you have spoiled everything we're doing. He promised. Kneel down, he knelt down. The wife knelt down. In the name of Jesus, by this time next year, you will carry your child. They said, amen, she left. That same month, she took him. Wait. They finished the baby. There's nobody in Gateway who's not aware of this. They finished that. God, the child is born. The day of the Thanksgiving, the family came. And the senior brother of the husband came for the Thanksgiving. As they lined up on the altar, I told this story with him. You can't slap me. You don't know me. Hey! You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know me. Hey! You don't know me at all. I talked with him sitting there. You don't know me at all.
Lift your hand. I declare over you, you will mock your mockers. You will embarrass your embarrassers. As you live here today, the Lord turn everything around. Lift your hand and shout fire. Shout again fire. Shout again fire. The God that answers by fire, let him be cut. See that, we're almost done. Wait till you go to me. I better go sit down. Everyone look up here. There's a way to end an argument. The way to end an argument is a spiritual, supernatural result. In Mark chapter 2. Another scenario. We're going to pray in a few. Are you still here? Jesus is running a revival. He's in town. And anywhere Jesus is, a crowd will gather. So he's there. And a crowd gathered. And they filled the whole place. And they're carrying a man. In fact, they lifted him on his bed and brought him. When they got there, there was no space. They went to the roof. Tore the roof. And sent him down. Inside the place where Jesus was preaching. Just drop him right by the pulpit. You're not hearing me. The man just landed there. Jesus looked up. What's going on? That's our friend. Yeah. Jesus, the message has been so long. Do something. It's not long message. Do something. I speak over you today. May there be results for you. So the man is there staring at Jesus. And Jesus walks up to the man. Guess what Jesus says? This man is paralyzed though. So Jesus said, man, thy sins be forgiven you. Ha! That scattered everybody's head. That's not what we came for. What we came for is for him to walk. We carried him here, not for his sins we forgive. We carried him here because we want him to go home walking. But for God's sake, who are you to forgive sin? Only God can forgive sin. So when that woman was going to Jesus, I said, what is it? He said, number one, this man came for healing, not forgiveness. Number two, you are a man. Only Jehovah can forgive sin. You are not Jehovah. Argument. Am I or am I not? Let us reveal identity. Am I the Jehovah? Am I the Messiah? Am I God who can forgive sin or not? Let us deal with this issue. So they were sure he's speaking blasphemy for forgiving sin. How do we end this argument? So Jesus said, okay, all of you here now. Which is easier to say? He didn't say to do. To say. Because saying is easy. You're not hearing. Whether it is easier to say to the sick or the passing, thy sins be forgiven you, or to say, arise, take up your body. Now, all of you that are here, I know you went to school. Which one is easier to say? Eh? In any church you go to, there's altar call. No, you didn't hear me. Altar call is easy. Healing service. No. Wait. Are you hearing me? Deliverance service. That's where the problem is. Which one is easier to say? Your sins are forgiven. Or to say, rise up. Take up your bed. That you may know. That you may know that this argument may end. Let's do the hard part.
we have done the easier part. But to end the argument, we are going to do the hard part. Now you rise up, take up your bed. And immediately, argument ended. I stretch my hand toward you. This year, by that wedding, argument will end. I should by that baby, argument will end. By that job, argument will end. I wish I can hear your amen. By that turnaround, argument will end. Anyone walking you this year will see your God. If your amen lasts, take another portion. Theoretical Christianity will attract critics. Everyone that knows Hebrew and Shebrew will argue and argue and argue. But demonstrative Christianity frightens them. No, you are not hearing me. Demonstrative Christianity shuts up the mouth of argument. As you live here, Kadoron Toyaka da Hata Hata. Is anybody still with me? You will produce evidence. I wish your amen can land here. Sit down, just give me 5 minutes and we'll go. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul said to them, verse 4. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 4, he said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Next verse. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. You know, there are some times that faith stands in the wisdom of man. Somebody spoke to you and made sense. So you believed. But when a challenge arises that doesn't make sense, the sense he made will evaporate. No, you didn't hear me. That's why our fathers followed the Catholic Church and they were walking and changed their name to Paul and Timothy and Peter. But when problem comes, they go to native doctor. Please talk to me. What I'm saying, is that true? They were in Catholic Church, they were in Anglican Church. The European Christianity made sense. But it didn't meet needs. Are you still here? It didn't meet needs. So when issues come, they will go there. But the moment you see power Christianity, everything will shift. Their mentality will shift. I want you to live here today and let the argument end. Your father, your mother, your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors are asking, is this thing real? Are you hearing me? Is this thing real? A young lady, she's a lawyer, member of the church, went out to share handbills in her neighborhood. I was sharing the handbills and telling them testimonies he had in church. And a woman looked at her and said, every time you come here sharing handbills and telling us all the things that happen in that owner church, if that owner church they solve problem, why are you still barren? Not joking. At least two persons here now know who I'm talking about. She almost died. It was like a dagger in her chest. Never had a child. She said, I went into the house. I lay down. I cried. I cried. I cried. I cried. I said, God, use me as your evidence. That same month she took it. How do you end an argument? Your husband is looking at you. Your family members are looking at you. I told you a story. Some people doubt the story. It happened in U.S. in Port Harcourt. This man was a PhD. Was a lecturer working on his PhD in the mathematics area. And the wife is not a science person, got born again. And the guy says he's a free thinker. He doesn't believe in all of this. He's, in fact, he's an atheist. And they began to persecute the wife. Give her all kinds of nonsense. But the woman doesn't believe in divorce, so she refused to move. The man said, get out or stop going. She refused. And then one day, she's at home. The man has gone to work. And has been working on his PhD. And has been stranded for more than a year on an equation he couldn't get through. The wife is sitting in the house in the day. And then suddenly, she went into a trance and saw a vision. And the man stood up and said, copy this and put a board there. Get a paper! She got a paper and began to draw what he was seeing. You know, for those of you who are not in science, anything we do is drawing. Come, are you with me? She was drawing the equation the best she can and started from beginning and finished. The voice said, when your husband comes, give it to him. And the thing disappeared. The man came back in the night, still the angry man he always is. And the wife finished putting the food and dropped the paper beside. Says, I'm told to give you this. What is that? And all of that. He picked it up, looked through it. What? His equation has been working on. And then looked from beginning and all of that. And it's going down. And then comes to the end. And they solve. Who gave you this? It's I saw it in a vision. V, what? Are you okay? Who gave you this? The man I'm talking to you about now is a pastor. The argument in the house and he's a pastor now. Case closed. How to win an argument? Resort ends in salt. How do you win an argument? We're talking about preaching the gospel. Preaching the gospel. Listen. Paul came to Sergius Paulus. That was his first day on the missionary journey. And he's talking to this guy. And then there's Elymas. And Elymas is presenting a different kind of gospel. He's a magician. This guy has seen Elymas demonstrate something. So he depends on Elymas. He's a sorcerer. And Paul is bringing another kind of message. And talking about a savior. And trying to walk away from sin. How? See, in Nigeria today, any Christianity that doesn't solve problem will not convert people. The reason is because Nigeria is so desperate that survival in Nigeria doesn't take education. It doesn't take hard work. You can do everything right and fail well in Nigeria. Come, what I'm saying, is that true? The more right you are, the more wrong you become. That's why people want result. So Elymas is telling this guy, don't mind him. He's going to take away your office. If you join him, you are lost. We are the powers that kept you here. And Paul turned to him. So you're trying to turn him from the faith? Yes. You think that Paul will start from the book of Exodus? Deuteronomy. And then I say that, let me show you that what we are teaching started from Moses. No. He said, you fool of all subtlety. You enemy of righteousness. You child of the devil. Will you not stop subverting the right ways of God? He said, behold, the hand of God is upon you right now. You will be blind. Instant blindness. And the Bible said, the deputy believed. The deputy didn't believe. Somebody jump up and shout power. The deputy believed. He didn't believe message. He believed evidence. Our time is up. We need to go home. Anybody hearing my voice here? The deputy believed. He didn't believe before. As you live here now, in that village they will believe. Yes. I wish I can. I say in that village they will believe. Yes. In that marriage they will believe.
If your amen rises, take your portion. Sit down, give me a few minutes, let me wrap up. How do you deploy this? How do you make sure that argument is won? Look up here now. How do you make sure the argument is won? Number one, stir up the grace gift in you. Stir it up. It is there already. Sister, you have something. There is something in your hand. Please look up here now. And I'm going to say this to Strings of Joy and SPD people everywhere you're watching. Please listen. When you stay under a person that is continually ministering to you, if you are not careful, you become a taker. And you never recognize that you carry grace. Are you hearing me? Don't let standing here every time and lifting your hand and shouting amen and all of that make you confuse the fact that what is coming out is not entering you. What is coming out is entering you. He ministers to you so you can go and minister. Are you hearing me? Anyone rightly connected to oil becomes a replica of the oil. You are not hearing me. If you rightly connect to grace, you will produce grace. So you don't just think that, okay, if I need anything, I call my man of God. No. The man of God laid hands on you so you can lay hands on somebody. You receive so you can impart. Are you hearing me? So don't be the kind of person that stays over there and say, no, you know, all of you, somebody is sick in your neighborhood. You have to, I'll give you my man of God number. Does it happen here? On a quiet, I'm seeing criminality somewhere. Does it happen here? I'm going to call my pastor for you. No. The pastor laid hand on you so you can lay hand on somebody. Come on, are you hearing me? Now, stir up the gift. There is nobody under this oil that is not supercharged. You are not releasing something, it's abomination. You are falling our hand. No, you're not hearing me. You are falling our hand. It's a shame. You should be demonstrating grace anywhere you are found. You're not hearing me. You see, one of the things I keep rebuking about Nigerian Christianity is a lack of understanding of the priesthood of all believers. There are men taken from among men who are supposed to champion this. But the work of the apostle and the prophet and the evangelist and the pastor and the teacher is the edifying of the body of Christ till we all come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Come on, are you hearing me? That's what the job of the apostle is. So he puts something in you that you may go put something in others. It doesn't reduce your man of God for you to minister. It makes him greater. Anywhere you go to, and only the pastor produces miracle, he swallows something. No, you didn't hear me. Any organization you go to, and it's only the man of God that can create results, that man swallowed something. If he collected it from Jesus, it will be distributed among God. So you have to be bold in projecting the grace that is deposited. Can I talk to somebody here today? So no, we don't do pastor worship. Your pastor is a simple man. Even his dressing and headcloth tells you he's a simple man. Hello? Why won't I hear him? I'm senior, bro. Are you still hearing my voice here? No, that's the truth. Look up here. No. We're going to close. Are you still hearing my voice? You got to stir up the gift that is in you. You enter the office, you act as if you have arrived. The answer has arrived. You talk like your man of God. You speak with his kind of authority. You pray the way he prays. You manifest the way he manifests. Are you hearing me? Stir up the gift. Touch somebody and say, stir it up. Tell another person, stir it up. No, can you tell a third person, stir it up? Then secondly, invite the enemy to a good view. Anytime you want to create a testimony, invite the enemy to a good view. You see, Psalm 23 verse 5, he prepares a table before me. We are in the presence. Don't be scared. Let them watch. Let them be angry. Let them make noise. Let them say all kinds of things. Just keep doing what you are doing. You will see the result. I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
And then, you know what David did? And that's the third thing. Pick up some smooth stones. Just five is enough. Anytime a challenge comes, find a few scriptures. And then begin to release them. Don't be scared. If you have my voice, say yes.
Yes.
The problem you have is this. You are afraid of failing. Don't be scared. That day Elijah said, let's do this. If God didn't answer, therefore butcher Elijah put on top. Come and talk to me. Don't be scared. Just get involved. Give a word. Say something. Somebody tell your neighbor, say something.
Say something.
Is that what people say that didn't happen? Say it first. Tell your husband, by this time next year. Come on, are you hearing me? Give God an assignment. Give him an assignment. Give me an assignment. Say something. And listen. It will happen. No, you didn't. I said it will happen. Get to your father's house and say, can you give me a land? We're going to put a duplex here. They say, you don't have a job. He said, it doesn't matter. By December, we'll be dedicating it. You say, what if it does happen? Try it first. Try it. Our church, we don't have property. Have you gone to negotiate for a land? And waiting for money. That's why you won't have property. The day you negotiate first, that's when God will move. If you have my voice, say yes. Try something. Are you with me? But pastor, there are some issues I can't handle. Yeah, there are some issues you can't handle. That's why you have tongues. When English can't work, we handle mysteries by mysteries. When you don't know what to pray, you pray in the language Satan can't know. That's all I want you to do today. And this night, I didn't come to spend much time. You know, it's a long journey on NSPB, on this run conference from now till Sunday. So I'm just going to take only four things that we're going to answer. Four questions, arguments that we're going to settle now in prayer. Just four, and we go. Stand up. Are you still not tired of my long talk? We have to close now. Are you here?
Yes,
the first argument we must settle is this. An evil man cannot decide my destiny. Anybody looking at me? If there is somebody here that somehow or another, a witch, a wizard, an occult man, a neighbor, an uncle, an auntie, has made up a boss in the office with evil, wants to decide your destiny, can we end the argument now?
Yes.
Pastor Jerry, they don't want me to continue. So, they are, or is it the people inside? Those outside, are you okay with me?
Okay, it's all these people inside that don't want me around.
Okay, lift your two hands, those outside. And let me hear you shout in the name of Jesus. Any evil man that wants to decide my destiny, today we settle the argument in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and get to settle the argument. Your voice to go high. I want you to open your mouth and pray. No demonic personality in your father's house, no person in your neighborhood, no occult entity will determine the destiny of your assignment, nobody will stop your rising. Jatalaka bare terebo shaha. Hey, kiana lede himalaha. Parie shiakabaha. Let take a bered of her in triash. Let the hand lay bered of Rabasha there. Somebody shall fire. Wait. I want you to lift your hand. When I shout in the name of Jesus, all you want to do is a fire. Something will go where it needs to go. Something will fry right now. Judgment will land somewhere right now. Can you lift that hand as if you're about to throw fire? In the name of Jesus. I want to hear your voice. An evil man somewhere will not decide your destiny. You will not be barren. You will not die sick. You will not be impaired. In the name of Jesus. Zatalaka baratelegetiaha. Shapahe. Hiyadadadadadada. Hepegedadadosha. Riparegetiaha. Paregetiaha. Shadadadadada. Berebregetaha. Lift up the hand again. In the name. Yatalaka Beretoha, Jayadagata, Pere Parate, Pere Dayata, Jagadalete, Piagadada, Reperedoha, Jadaladada, lift your hand in the name of Jesus. You have three more times. Lift up the hand above your head. Jatelekete, Iparataha, Kerebosha, Likakayata, Reperedo, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This is the last time. In Catalada, Eperetoha, Jagadalada, Eperetaha, in Catalada, Jagadalada, in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand higher than your head. Any man or woman anywhere under heaven that wants to decide your destiny, that wants to decide whether you marry or not, whether you have a child or not, whether you go higher in life or not, at the sound of my voice, let them perish. In the name of Jesus. The second argument we're going to settle. Hear this. I'm going to pray with you and I'll go. Are you here? Are you still with me? The second argument we're going to settle is this. This is my body. Is it the temple of the Holy Ghost or not? If my body is kingdom territory, what is cancer doing here? My body is kingdom territory. Whatever is not of God, you are in the wrong territory. I want you to lift up your two hands. People of God, can we be fireful now? This is a house of fire. Lift your hand higher than your head. Let me shout my body with the loudest voice you can. My body is kingdom territory. Every negativity, every infirmity, every weakness in my body, get up, get up, get up, get up. Open your mouth and shake it out of your body. Shake it out of your life. Get it out of your body. Open your mouth. This is it. This is it. This is it. Shake it out of your body. Let the leukemia go. Let the diabetes go. Let the high blood pressure go. Let the, somebody have that lady over there. Let the hormonal imbalance go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Shada da 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 da. Shaka da 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 da. Pere da 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 da. Kia da 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 da. Hepere dosha. Hayada hayada hayada. Osha says somebody, the power of God is coming. Somebody have them, somebody have them. Let the power of God in the building. Somebody have them. Hey, 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 hey. Peradaya, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, la 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 la. Hey, shake it there. Para, 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 para. Hey, get it in there. Ja, ya, 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 ya. Pere, piana, da, ha. He, paradesha, he, ya, ga, da, da. Ja, 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 ja. Somebody shout power. Just lift up your hands. Have those under the anointing of God. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Can you just lift up your hand? Spirit of the living God, I ask you now. Identify that these bodies are your territory. Somebody shout amen. Quiet. Can you just lift up the hand? If you don't mind. There's somebody with a wound on the right eye. I command that wound to go now. There's a Lydia believing for a child. Take your baby now. Lika kia kabaha, li imbroko turebos kiata, la deko kaparakata, a growth by the side of the stomach, let it go now. Jesus, we give you praise. Jesus, we give you praise. There's a child of 11 years and they say the bones are very brittle, the bones break. I don't know what the situation is, but they said the bones of the child breaks. I don't know what medical condition it is. The child is 11 years, but the bones keep breaking. I take authority over that condition and I command it not to repeat again. Let the healing hand of God touch that child.
In the precious holy name of Jesus. In the precious holy name of Jesus. In the precious holy name of Jesus. There's somebody called Ose. I take authority over a suicidal spirit. I bind that devil in your body. I command it, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. In Talago Beshia Katalaha, Bale Broko Toreboskia, Ketelegata, Ma'am Broko Toreboskia, Tia Kataha, Jagia Krekete Rebosa, In Krekete Ledosaha. Father, I speak over everyone that's been sick in their body. Let the sickness go. Let the power of infirmity be broken. Let the power of infirmity be broken. Let the power of infirmity be broken. Prostrate enlargement. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Nandrebosaha. There's a pastor. About June last year, you started developing some noise on your ears. And the noise is getting louder and louder. You're a pastor. And you are listening to me right now. The noise on your ears are getting louder and louder. And it's hindering you from hearing well. Your study is being impacted. You keep hearing human sounds on your ear. I command that evil to leave now. Amen. I command your ear to clear instantly. Amen. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. I see four ladies here right now. God is turning your home around. Amen. I decree right now, the four of you, as you live here now, let there be twins for the four of you. The power of that delay is broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now finally, can you lift up your hand? Our time is gone, so the last prayer I'm going to lead you to pray is this. Look up here before I pray that prayer, please. Can you just stand? You see, God wants us to go and be his evidence to our world. Are you with me? People should look at you and say, God is good. You can't be a bad advertisement for the kingdom. No. This year, the thing God has done here must be done in your life. I wish I can hear your amen. Amen. We speak bold because we have seen God. We have seen the help of God. And you will see the help of God. Amen. I want you to know, you can't be small. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. Strength dimensions of God's blessing must be manifest this year. The last argument we want to answer today is this. Since you go to that church, waiting don't happen. Every time God, what God cannot do cannot exist. Where you are own. This year, we must see your own. The world is merciless when there is no evidence. But I must represent God and represent the oil. Anybody ready for that? Oh dear Jesus. Anybody ready for that? But before I pray with you on that, if you're here, you have not given your heart to Jesus. You can't represent a God that has not branded you. His life must be in you. I didn't ask you to sit down. Please stand. Don't be a beggar in the house. You've got to be a son and a daughter. Satan doesn't fear religious people. He fears regenerated people. People that carry the life of God.
And maybe you are in church and you identify with a movement, or you have never been coming to church before. But deep inside you, now I need God.
You need your sins forgiven. You need an addiction broken. You'll be hanging around church, but your life is not okay with God. And you need God to turn it around. There's a moment you need. Because this program begins today and runs until the end of this week. You need to connect now so that the flow doesn't miss you. Whatever it is that has held you back, Jesus will take it away. If you are there, you need to make your way right with God. Whether you're watching online or outside anywhere, please put your right hand on your chest. If you want to make your way right with God, you want to be born again, you want to be reconciled back to God, pray with me and say, Jesus, I'm sorry the way I've lived my life. Forgive me. I know you're the Son of God. And you died for me. I'm asking today that you take over my life. I will serve you. I will live for you the rest of my days. Fill me with your spirit and enable me to do the works of God. Amen. If you pray that prayer to give your heart to Jesus, to be born again, please can you walk down to the altar? I want to pray with you. Today is your day of being born again. Carry your bag and Bible, come. Move as quickly as you can. Help them to find their place. Move fast, move fast, move fast, move fast. Take a song. Keep celebrating them as they come. Don't leave anything on your chair. Don't leave anything that somebody can take away. Musicians, help us. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.